At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Welcome to Bible Curious Podcast. This is your host, Amberly Lyons, and it has been a bit of a minute. I've had so much going on. I moved to a new house and a new city. And I'm telling you guys, the second I got baptized, God was making me move. He made me move physically. He's making me move energetically, spiritually, and there are just so many things happening. And there's no excuse for not having a podcast episode for the last 2 weeks, but there kind of is. Like, I moved, guys. It's hard. They say like moving is one of the major life events. There's having a baby, getting married, having a loss of someone close to you, and then moving is like right up there with that. Bless, it has not been that stressful because I think it was so God ordained that he let it be pretty smooth. But I've neglected you guys and I'm sorry. But did you notice I've soft launched kind of being back on the gram, like a little teaser of getting back on Instagram. I know that I'm meant to be sharing God's word. I know that I am meant to be using my gifts from God. And I think I've been battling a lot with that whole concept of the fine line between glorifying myself and glorifying God on Instagram. And there will be times that I get it wrong. There will be times where I'm like, look at my outfit, look at this. And does that necessarily glorify God? Not really. But I see this as a visual testimony of my life. And that's what I want to share. And it's going to be real. And sometimes I'm going to get it wrong. And yeah, if you're not following me on Instagram, it's Amberly Lyons, just the way it sounds, AmberlyLyons. That is my Instagram handle. Check me out there. So yeah, lots of movement. Got back on the gram. I have some new brand ideas percolating. I'm going to be having a little content day. I launched a new jewelry collection. Actually, it hasn't officially launched, but we've been teasing it, and it is very God-centered. I know that, listen, we've talked about how Prism is a little bit new age. We're slowly transitioning away from that. This is of a God-centered collection. We have a little sword necklace that's going to be called Sword of the Spirit. We have a cross, which is going to be coming a little late. We have a couple crosses actually in this collection, and it's going to be called the Sovereign Collection for our favorite person being God. Jesus. What else is going on with me? I'm tied up in some Real Housewives drama. It's a little stressful, but hey, listen, when you manifest something, it comes with a price. That's all I'm going to say. And to be honest, the last few weeks, I have had days where it's a little hard to connect to God, and I've been kind of going through the motions some days. And I just really am committing to give him more space and time just to be more present and to feel God's presence a little bit more. And he just keeps telling me, I'm always there. You just need to slow down. You need to listen. And one thing that I did, so I decided when I moved here, I was like, I'm going to get back on track. I'm going to do, have you guys heard of 75 hard? It's like you do like 75 intense days of working out and specific diet routine, blah, 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 blah. So there's this trend online called 75 soft, where it's like a softened version of that. But the key is you want to build these habits. So I created these goals for my fitness and for how many steps I'm going to get and how many workouts I'm going to do a week. And I had everything written out on a whiteboard and I would check everything off as I did it each day. And I realized that that was taking up a lot of space in my mind and energy. And by I realized, I mean God for the same chapter, but slightly different verses. John 15:5 is, I'm the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, sorry guys, and I am him. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's start again. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. And that is so true. I'm trying to create these rules and these structures and all these things, but it was not feeling good and it was not bringing me more peace. It was not making me feel more balanced. And that's the crazy thing, is we come up with these structures and these rules and these formats to live our life in, thinking that they're going to keep us safe, going to keep us protected, going to get us on the right path. But they're man-made, so they're not real. There's no room to flow with God. There's no room to receive his miracles. So then that verse goes on. So skipping ahead to John 15:7, but if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. So, you know, I'm just going to remain in him and him and me and communicate with him, ask for what I want, rather than being like, I have to do this many steps and this many things and this many workouts in order to look and feel and live the way I want. Like, no, that's crazy. So unstructuring our lives. That is the thing. I don't really have a topic for this podcast. This is just a life update, but that's something that I'm working on. What else did I want to share with that? So yeah, like I said, I'm getting back on Instagram. I've been having this internal battle, and I talked to you guys, I think, a little bit about this. Like, Instagram is so dark. I find myself going into scroll holes, comparing, all those things. And so I was like, okay, God doesn't want me on Instagram. It's not good for me, blah, blah, blah. But listen, I have these gifts. I have a platform. I need to use them for good and for God. And that's my decision. That's what I'm going to be doing. And, you know, I'm going to make mistakes and I'm just excited for this new journey. I think I want to be out there a little bit more sharing God's word, but I want to do it in a way that is not off-putting to people. Because if me 4 years ago started following someone and say I was following them for a while and they were posting all new age stuff and I was like, yeah, this is great. And then they took a bit of a break and then they came back and they were all Jesus-y. I don't know if I would hang around. So I feel like I need to have a bit of a blend, a medley, a kind of planting of seeds scenario. But we're also going to be putting some scripture in there, obviously. It's basically going to be like my diary, and it'll be a spiritual diary, but also my lifestyle and all of the things. So I don't know. I'm excited about that. And I think so many of you guys, so many people I talk to are feeling the same, or they are just so over Instagram. What really helped me was just taking the pressure off of having to post. I was like, okay, I'm not going to post for a few months and just see what happens. And if I feel like I want to get back on, if I get clarity, then I'll get back on. If I don't, and I don't want to get back on, if it still doesn't feel exciting, then I'm not going to do it. But I also thought to myself, if I had all the money in the world and felt all the peace in the world, but still wanted to do something, what would I do? I would share God's word, and I would probably do it on Instagram, and I would make it fun and pretty and cute, and I would be doing fun things and making fun meals and recipes and fun outfits and sharing them all. So I'm just excited. I think one thing I kind of mentioned on Instagram too is that I want it to be this kind of soft girl era vibe, because again, so much of the world is still hustling. Even me, you know, I'm still getting those like little sneaky ideas to create these structures and then having to tear them all down. So I think that is going to be a big part of the message, you guys. So what else did I want to share? I'll share you. You know what? I'm going to share with you guys the Real Housewives drama that I've got myself caught up in. So for those of you that don't know my past, I was into New Age spirituality and I started a jewelry business with my business partner as one of the Real Housewives. Listen, I still watch Real Housewives. Is it the most biblical thing? Probably not. Will God eventually turn me away from it? Probably. It's already feeling weird to me. I'm not as excited about it. I'm not watching the new episodes. I'll kind of watch them when I have some downtime. I'm actually quite behind in Orange County and New York has launched. I haven't caught up. So I'm getting there. I'm still watching, but I'm not as on it as I used to be. Anyways, so I'm doing air quotes right now, manifested this situation where I'm now kind of intertwined with the Real Housewives. And we know that everything we manifest comes with a cost. This season of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, one of the lovely ladies has decided to bring it upon herself to try and bring down Prism. Telling lies, saying that we get our jewelry on Alibaba, which is absolutely false. And I'll just give you guys the whole situation. So on Prism, our jewelry business, we have a signature collection and a fashion collection. The signature collection is designed by us, produced by our factories that we are partners with. Our fashion collection was originally created because we had so many people saying they couldn't afford the signature stuff. Listen, we're a small company. We can't afford to have super low prices. When you're making smaller quantities of jewelry, the prices are higher. Like, we're paying a lot of money to make this jewelry. But if you buy something that is a white labeled piece of jewelry, then you can buy those same small quantities, but the price is lower. Great. So we were very clear on our website. We have a fashion collection where we're going to curate some of the season's hottest trends and sell them to you guys at an affordable price. We were never saying that we were designing them, but whoever decided they wanted to take us down made it seem like we were not clear about this and that we said that we designed it when we actually didn't. And they said that we bought it from Alibaba, which we did not. Unfortunately, Alibaba can steal designs from anyone. They can steal photos from anywhere. And Alibaba, it's an online marketplace. Like, you don't, Alibaba is not a store. Like, it's not like Shein. Okay. Like, Alibaba is kind of like Etsy, where you create your account and you're a vendor and you go and sell your things. So if someone decides they want to create a cheaper knockoff version of one of the jewelry pieces that we have, that a bunch of other people have also bought because it's not a custom design to us, it's a white label design, and they want to steal the photo that the factory uses or whatever, they can do that. Whatever. It's a whole thing. I don't have to defend myself. And that's the thing. We haven't defended ourselves publicly because we're like, no, this is so dumb. But it's just so running in my head, feeling like I want to explain it. I don't know if you guys have ever felt that way. So I'm just explaining it to you guys. Thank you for being my safe place. Anyways, God has told me that it's part of my plan. It's part of his plan for me and that he's using it for my good. And you have to think, like, we knew that this was happening months ago because the show was filmed a long time ago. So it's just airing. So we're really just reliving it. It was very dark while we were actually going through it, but I've made peace with it for the most part. And God really has shown me that he's going to use it for my good. And yeah, I'll be able to explain a little bit more about that later. So yeah, you could see the battle of being out there. You become a target, and, you know, there's the scripture that says in Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And listen, as I continue my journey with Jesus, I know that there will continue to be dark forces that enter people in my life, or even not in my life, but people who want to try and take me down. And again, it's not the person, it's the dark energy that has entered them. So we can't be mad at the person. We send love, we send blessings, we send healing, and we rebuke the devil inside of them. Amen. And we can see the attacks everywhere. I truly feel the world is having more connection to Christ, more Holy Spirit connection, more relationship with Jesus. And this is why there's so much darkness. But the darkness always comes out. So all of this ditty stuff, you guys, all the stuff going on in politics, there is just signs everywhere that the end days are coming. In Luke 12:2-3, nothing is covered up that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the dark shall be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in private rooms shall be proclaimed on the housetops. So it's coming out. It's coming out. And I'm excited, you guys. I actually am excited. I just feel like it's going to get messy before it gets good, but we're rolling with it. So I want to share a little conversation with God I had. I actually wrote it down. Again, I told you guys, I was just kind of having this little battle about how I wanted to show up. And this is what ended up. I just asked God, I'm like, show me who I am. Like, show me who you want me to be online. Show me like how you want to share this. So the first thing he said was kingdom first. And then it says, I want to share my life, but not in a way that creates envy or pride. I want to inspire people by the things that have inspired me. The word inspired comes from God. It means it comes from God. So I clearly heard God telling me that all inspiration comes from Him. So do I just come on Instagram and share scripture and prayers? Maybe. But I think what God wants me to show is what a faithful, God-centered life looks like, a visual testimony of His goodness, but also to be real when things aren't so good, and how I come back to God, how I come back to love and hope and joy and all the fruits of the Spirit, and how, yeah, again, just how I remain in Him so that I can bear fruit. And I'm still figuring it all out. I want to help people deprogram. I know a lot of us are really programmed into A, like this whole manifestation thing where you make these goals and you work really hard and you make them happen. But I want to get people, and again, I'm working on this myself, like into flowing with God and receiving from God. And I also want to help deprogram the whole concept of God being tied to religion, because it doesn't have to be that way. And yes, I go to church and I read the Bible, but that does not mean that I'm tied up in the church. I think so many people are hurt by the church. And I believe that what's in the Bible is real. I believe it's been slightly tampered with and some books have been removed, but for the most part, I believe the Bible. And that does not mean that I am it does not mean I'm religious. Like I don't know. I just feel like there's such a difference between a relationship with Jesus and religion. And so I wanted to be kind of unpacking that for you guys. And then I wrote, there's so many good things in the Bible and so many unnecessary things about religion that have been tainted and tainted our views of God. And the devil nailed it on the head with that one. He got exactly what he wanted. How can a life of God also include, okay, yeah, so this is a different thought. How can a life of God also include beauty, fashion, home? Like, this is what I'm discovering and showing the world. I want to make it cute and fun and, you know, a little bit of luxury and a little bit of truth content and conspiracies and all in the name of revelation. So I can't wait to show you. And it's all the kingdom first. It's all His will and not mine. And another thing, you know, it's just, yeah, like His way is better. It's like, I'm such a person who has always just come up with a plan and done it, but I don't want to do that anymore. Like, I want God to be with me all the way. I want to read James 3:16, which literally just jumped out at me the other day. So where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is pure, then peaceable. I didn't even know peaceable was a word. Gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And then it goes on to say, now the fruits of righteousness are sown in peace by those who make peace. I want to make peace. I want to create peace in my own life with God. And then I want to share that with you guys, because so much of what's out here is, this is what you have to do. This is what you have to be. These are the things you need to do to be happy. But I just want us to feel peace, because when we have peace and we're connected to God, that is when he's working in us. That is when the miracles are happening. That is when he's purifying and sanctifying and guiding us. And then James 4:7 says, humility cures worldliness. So therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. And then James 4:10 says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. So it's so hard to think of like humbling yourself and then posting on social media. Like, those are two very, you know, seemingly opposable things, but we're going to find out how to do it, and we're going to try and be wise with our words. And yeah, I just think that's just a lesson for everybody. It's like, we're out there and we're showing our lives. It's like, what is our intention behind it? So yeah, I think a lot of people are feeling this way. I think a lot of people are trying to find a way to show up, whether it's in your business or in your life or even in your friend circle. How can I inspire God just by the way I'm living? And I think, like, I have this like inclination, like, I don't want to start coaching again. I feel like maybe one day some kind of spiritual Christian coaching, whatever, is maybe gonna happen. I don't really want it to, but it might. But I think I just want to pretend all of you are my coaching clients and just share everything for free on Instagram. I think, you know, and here, I mean, I kind of do the same on the podcast, but I love a visual too. You know, we got to show the world that piece. And I think I told you guys a little bit, I have a new brand brewing called God's Favorite. I am not starting yet. I got to get the season of Real Housewives over, you guys. It's been a lot. So you guys, could you believe I'm caught up in Real Housewives drama? Sorry. It's just wild to me. Not proud of it. Not excited about it. Not happy about it. But yeah, what you meant for evil, God used in my life for good, or something like that. So what they meant for evil, God is going to turn it around and make good. I already see how it's happening, and I'll be sharing a little bit more about that, you guys. So if you aren't following me on Instagram, go follow me. I'm going to be sharing a lot. I want you guys to ask me questions. I want to do lots of Q&As. I want to know how I can help you guys. So send me a DM. I think I have a Q&A box. I don't. By the time this episode launches, it will be gone. But just go ahead and DM me. I want to start just sharing on helping you guys on anything: spirituality, marriage, business, beauty, fashion, personal, whatever, anything in life, mental wellness, whatever. And yeah, I'm here for you guys. And I did a little poll just asking what kind of content you guys want to see. And it was like, so everything. I was like, do you want lifestyle? Do you want spirituality? Do you want business? Do you want, you know, like fashion and beauty stuff? And it was like, everyone wants all of it. So we're going to do it all. I'm an open book, honey. And I also am like toying around with archiving all of my old posts and just totally starting fresh, like, who even is Chakra Girl? I don't know. Like, I'm born again. So yeah, that's what I'm thinking, you guys. New things are brewing, and I'm taking you on the journey, and it's a little messy, and it's not perfect, and I haven't been consistent, but I'm going to try. So that's all I wanted to share with you guys today. Just a little bit of an update. This is where I'm at. These are the things I'm working on. I hope it was in some way inspiring or resonant for you. And this was just a little shorty, a little quickie, but I said I would get consistent, and I'm a woman of my word and a woman of God's word. So here we are. All right, loves. Love you so much. I keep forgetting to mention that I have a little prayer audio in the show notes for you guys. So it's like a little just pre-recorded prayer. It's what I say every night and every morning. And if you're kind of not really sure where to start with prayer, you're just looking to kind of glean a little bit of inspiration, then you could give that a little download. And yeah, let me know how you like it. All right, guys. And also, if you want to subscribe, if you want to rate us 5 stars and leave a nice comment, you know, we love that too. All right. Love you. Have the best week. Bye, guys.